All righty, rocking and rolling. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. The Kansas City Chiefs, death, taxes, and the Chiefs being in the AFC title game for their sixth straight year. They are in the AFC title game, going up against the Baltimore Ravens this time and headed on the road to go to Baltimore this Sunday. Drew Tranquil has been a part of the Chargers organization from 2019 to 2022. And this past offseason, elected to sign on board with the Kansas City Chiefs, and he should be playing a major factor in this AFC title game, and he's kind enough to jump on board with us right now. Drew, first off, congratulations. Always appreciate your time. Thanks so much for doing this, and how you been?
Zach, I've been great. It's good to see you again, and hope everything's well on your end, man. Super excited. Obviously, my first time in the AFC title game, but there's a lot of energy, a lot of good vibes around the building, and we're excited to go play a really good football team in Baltimore.
Yeah, how is this for you internally when you hear that the Chiefs are going to be in the AFC title game? Because nothing against the Chargers, but they just always have that feel of having a talented roster and just not getting the job done in the playoffs. To now go to a team where the standard is every year to win a Super Bowl, to be playing in this AFC title game on Sunday and knowing that that is now a reality, just what are the emotions that it elicits for you?
Well, I know my wife and my little boy and my girls and myself, we're super excited. It'll be our first time, like I mentioned. But just a seasoned group, a group that's been really good. So there's just so much to learn from the coaches and the players in this building. And I'm certainly grateful to be a part of this team and organization. And there'll be a lot of good energy there on Sunday afternoon.
I got to take you back to the last round. Man, that was some scene in Buffalo last Sunday. What a classic game once again between the Bills and the Chiefs. But it looked like you were having some fun there at the end with the Bills Mafia fans that were throwing snowballs at you, which was just crazy.
Yeah, they were hurling them. I felt like a kid, man. It's one of those things where it's like, man, football is awesome. It is. It's so awesome. It unifies people in a way that not many things in life can do. And it was really cool to silence that crowd and get a win. Obviously, their players were chirping a lot early in the week about home field advantage, this, that, and the other. And I felt finally having to go there. And to win that game, of course, heavyweight bout the way that we did, I think really just brought us closer and helped us build more confidence as we keep this thing going here.
Talking to Drew Tranquil right now from the Kansas City Chiefs. They're getting set to go up against the Ravens in the AFC title game on Sunday. The fake punt. I saw some inside the NFL clip that Nick Bolton was saying to you guys, be aware of the fake punt. You know, there's a possibility it was coming. I know you were on the field for it. Did you guys sense that fake punt was going to happen, that the Bills elected to run on 4th and 5 with DeMar Hamlin?
Well, I mean, you certainly sense that the offenses both on both sides were rolling. And the defense is every stop you could get was critical and crucial. And so we were able to kind of bow up there, create a 4th and 5. And certainly that's a situation when your antennas are up. Our guys, you know, we only had 10 guys on the field, I think. But the guys that were in there, you know, we did a great job of recognizing it. Their communication was a little bit different than it was in their typical pump pro. And I think some guys picked up on that. We picked up on the snapper's hands, kind of a little softer on the ball. And he kind of, his touch on his snap was a little bit different. And so those subtle things right before the ball is snapped can kind of trigger you. But guys just executed well, and we were able to get the stop there.
Yeah, I was kind of shocked that they elected to run it. I get what you're saying. And obviously, you guys wish you had 11 guys on the field, but it didn't matter either way. But like I look at that, if you're going to go for it, you may as well just put the ball in the hands of Josh Allen and just line you up. Like I would rather have Josh Allen with the ball in his hands with 11 guys on the defense than running a fake punt, especially the way they ran it. I just thought it was such a low percentage play, even though you guys only had 10 guys on the field. I was shocked by it.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've been caught by a couple of fakes this year. Our punt team, or our punt return team, has. We hit the Chargers a couple weeks ago on really a similar concept. We ran it to the right, I think. But you'd be surprised, man, that direct snap, especially when a team books you for being in a 6 or 7 box. I mean, they had to look. We had 10 guys on the field. I think we had 5 guys in the box. They certainly had the numbers, and our guys just out-physical and out-executed them. And we were able to kind of cut the edge off and make them cut it back. But, you know, the timing, you can catch teams off guard, and that can be a special weapon. I know our team has certainly used it this season, and we've used it in the past, and Coach Tobe really likes that play. But, yeah, I mean, you've got a great quarterback in Josh Allen. I think when you put it out there in fourth and five and go for it, you know, I don't know what the percentages are there, but I think we had three good snaps on defense back-to-back. So, you know, it's something if they hit it and they get it, you know, they're super smart, and if they don't get it, it's something that's obviously going to be in question.
I remember talking to your defensive coordinator, Steve Spagnuolo, back in like week three, and I said, man, you guys really have something this year on defense, and I don't think you guys are getting enough national recognition. And Spags is like, that's right where we want them. Everyone focus on the offense. Just leave us alone. We'll keep on doing what we do. How about the confidence of this group? Because in the second half, I know in the first half didn't exactly go your way, but really that second half, to hold that Buffalo team to only one touchdown in the second half, the final 30 minutes of play, is really a remarkable achievement.
Well, I think we have great chemistry and confidence as a unit. I think we've got a lot of guys with some experience, a lot of veteran leadership, and a really player-driven group that kind of just flies around. And so, you know, something that we've been great at all season is making halftime adjustments. I think you look even in the Bengals game a few weeks ago, I think we gave up 17 points in the first half. The Chargers game comes to mind. The first time we played them in Arrowhead, I think week six or seven, gave up 17 points. And then we've played really good second half defense. I think that's a testament to Spags and our coaching staff, all the position coaches, to, you know, huddling up and making the right adjustments at halftime. And then us as players not turning on each other and just kind of being unified and playing stout team unit defense in the second half, which we certainly did this past Sunday and needed to win that game. And so that's going to be really important, obviously, in Baltimore. You never know how these games go. I mean, we could get up two scores on them. You know, we talk about it every Saturday night before the game. You got to be ready for the extremes. You can get up two scores and you got to keep the foot on the pedal. Or you could go down two scores and you can't start chirping at one another and turning on each other. You got to come together and start playing consistent unit defense. So that'll be important, whatever the outcome or however the game starts on Sunday for us.
Drew Tranquil here with us on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. I was watching Good Morning Football earlier this AM, and they were doing a segment like underrated players that could play a major impact in the game on Sunday. And Peter Schrager brought you up. And I think he's dead on because of his athleticism. I think you're going to have a big role one way or another going up against Lamar and the Ravens. So how do you kind of make about those comments and what could be asked of you this week up against Lamar and the Ravens?
Well,
Drew, you still there? I think we had trouble getting you there. You got what I said?
Yeah. Can you hear me, Zach?
Yeah, we got you now. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's an honor. Peter's obviously great at what he does, and I appreciate that praise from him. But, man, I look across our entire defense. We've got speed across the board. You talk about myself. You talk about Willie Gay. You talk about Leo Chenal, Nick Bolton. You talk about Trent McDuffie, Legarius Sneed, Jalen Watson, Josh Williams, Justin Reed. You know, everybody in our secondary can fly around on our second levels. We got defensive ends that play well. So, Lamar is obviously special. He can make people miss in the open field. But we're going to have some opportunities to make some big plays Sunday, and we're going to have to do that when the opportunity comes.
You don't have to prepare to go up against Patrick Mahomes because he's your teammate. You used to have to do that when you were at the Chargers. When you look at the rest of the league, just because of that ability to run like no other and then also throw the football too that Lamar has, is he the toughest quarterback for you in football to just prepare for?
Well, I haven't played him yet, Zach, but certainly when you look at the tape and what he's able to do, throwing the ball, running the ball, everybody knows he's as dynamic a runner as there is in the NFL, whether you want to talk about running backs or quarterbacks. He's as dynamic as they come. He can make guys miss. He's got the speed, the top-end speed to go the distance. But I think something that jumps out to me and our players and our coaches early on is how much he's developed in the pocket, his patience as a passer, his ability – and willingness to take checkdowns when they come and not just, you know, run around. And so he's a great player. He's going to be tough to stop.
I know that you talked about this year and what it's like going from the Chargers to the Chiefs, but after being right in the same division and going up against them for the last few years, now to be in the same locker room as a Mahomes and a Kelsey and learn from Andy Reid as a head coach, Just how was that initially when you first walked into that locker room, going from enemy to, I know it's part of the business, to then just being one of them in Kansas City?
Yeah, it took time. It was weird walking in the first day. It's like, man, what am I doing here? I've been going against these guys, you know, two times a year for the past 4 years. But slowly, it's just become a brotherhood. I mean, those guys are really good friends of mine. The competitive greatness in this building, the competitive stamina to go through OTAs, through training camp, through a long preseason, season and postseason, year in and year out. I mean, these guys really – really do strive to be the best, and the best in the National Football League, the best in the world. And I've certainly learned a lot from the likes of, you know, Andy and Patrick and Travis and Chris. And, you know, you go down the list of all the number of great players and coaches we have, and even our ownership. And you talk about Brett Veach in the front office. Everybody's just kind of built different here, and there's a championship culture, and that takes time to build. And, you know, they've obviously built it here, and it's special when you get to be around it.
So we always know the Chiefs are in the spotlight. When you're the team everyone's hunting, you're going to get attention like no other. And then all of a sudden, Travis Kelce starts dating Taylor Swift, and then that attention just gets put on steroids pretty much, Drew Tranquil. What has that been like, being in that locker room with all the extra attention now with the whole Taylor Swift-Travis Kelce relationship?
It's interesting. You don't really feel it and hear too much of it inside the locker room. But it'll be moments like at practice when Kunal, our DJ, turns on a Taylor Swift song and everybody kind of, you know, jokes about it. I think the wives and the girlfriends, I hear about it more when I go home than I do actually in the building. But it's been fun, man. It's, you know, that's something to celebrate, something fun. And, you know, we enjoy poking fun at Travis, but it seems like maybe they're in love, man. They got really, really something going, and we enjoy having her at our games. It brings a lot of energy and a lot of fun to our fans. And so that's good for business, good for football, and good for the NFL.
You expected an invite to that wedding eventually, right?
We'll see, man. We'll see. I think there's going to be a lot of people that want to go to that.
Yeah, absolutely. Before we let Drew Tranquil run, you talked a little bit about Mahomes. You know, some people believe that he'll end up being the greatest quarterback of all time whenever it's all said and done. Just how about the greatness that you see day in and day out after going up against it for so many years and then now being a part of it, seeing it day in and day out in that locker room?
Yeah, I couldn't imagine being in his shoes and, you know, people talking about the greatest of all time and all the pressure that could be put on somebody like that. But he, man, he handles it with such grace. And to be in the pressure cooker in those moments, you go into Buffalo on your first, you know, road playoff game, and everybody's, oh, can he do this? Can he do that? And to have the performance that he did, and, you know, the moment never seems too big for him. He's super level headed. He's consistent in everything he does, from what he wears out to practice to his routines. And I think whenever you have consistency in your routine like that, and you have somebody who's as hungry and competitive as he is, you can have the competitive stamina and the competitive greatness to achieve the things that he's done. And obviously it takes a special player, and he is that, but he's got all the intangible, I think, you know, that you're looking for in terms of somebody being great. So I'm glad he's on my team. Put it that way.
Yeah, I know that you're real focused on the AFC championship game, and you know what happens if you guys win this, you go to the Super Bowl. Like, naturally, do you find yourself throughout the week just like thinking, man, we win this game, we're in the Super Bowl, or is just all the focus is only on the Ravens? Like, when you get a moment just to yourself, does that thought creep into your head, wow, we're really 60 minutes away from a Super Bowl?
I mean, I think it definitely fuels you. I mean, that's what you're striving for every week, is you know, the end goal is to hoist that Lombardi trophy, and every game is a step in that direction. I think the closer you get to it, the more hungry you get. But, you know, you learn as a competitor and as a player in this league, the second you look past even a moment or a drive, a series or a half or a game, like, players are too good. Teams, coaches are too good in this league, and you'll get beat. You really, it's a league where you have to focus on the present moment. And if you don't, you're going to find yourself in a lot of trouble. So that excitement is certainly there internally, but man, all, you know, mentally, you have to remind yourself, like, in terms of your preparation, like, we got to beat the Ravens. We got to do every little thing, every small detail that we can to maximize, you know, our opportunity to win.
Well, good luck. I really do appreciate you carving out some time for us. I know it's a busy week. Thanks so much for doing this, and have a great game on Sunday.
Hey, thanks, Zach. We'll see you guys.